Hey, I'm Megan, your uninspired prognosticator.
And I'm Ted, your underwhelming theomancer.
And we are
the mediocre mystics. Welcome back. Thank you so much for joining us yet again for a very special episode. Megan, what episode is this?
We're on episode 10!
Episode 10. Ooh. I don't know how we made it. We almost didn't.
No.
Clearly, it's been a second since we've released an episode. We've had a lot going on.
So we were going to get a balloon, or some balloons, I believe. We had that conversation.
We did, and in true Mediocre Mystics fashion, completely forgot.
100% until we sat down here to record and we realized the distinct lack of balloons in this office.
It's probably because we forgot that this was episode 10 until, again, we sat down to do it.
Yep, pretty much. So, I mean, you know, I don't know why you would expect anything different from us.
Right. I mean, it's in the title. Setting expectations is important.
That's
and
right.
They should be real low for this podcast.
And you know what? And we are delivering on those.
Yep.
And then some, especially today.
So, last time...
Yep, last time we covered Videomancy.
Videomancy, yes. We just talked about this one, the episode that we scrapped.
I can tell you're waiting for me or like if you just blanked.
So yes, Videomancy, we watched Groundhog Day with the one, the only, Bill Murray. And the Murray didn't give us a whole lot in that movie. We thought that there would be something that would just stick out to us. But nothing really did.
No. I thought it was going to be very profound or something. I mean, honestly, the movie is literally about divination. They call Punxsutawney Phil the prognosticator. Like, it's about divining.
Yeah, absolutely. So,
and we had a hard time.
It was a difficult time, though, in retrospect, I mean, we could have... Maybe there was something... No, there wasn't really anything with groundhogs except for Punxsutawney Phil. But anyway.
Right.
That aside... There was one theme, one thing that did kind of stand out because it was just literally everywhere throughout the movie.
Uh-huh.
And that was coffee.
Coffee
was everywhere.
Coffee.
Knowing that coffee is used in divination, we were like, well, there wasn't really anything else that we could pull out of this, so that must be it.
Yeah. I still am not sure that that was the right choice. But there wasn't another one, so that's what we did.
By process of elimination, it had to have been the right choice.
That's right. I usually feel like a gut thing when I'm like, yep, that's the one. And with this, I was like, yeah, I guess.
Yeah, I...
Which really, I think, is just speaks to the whole theme of Groundhog Day.
Fair. So, divination via coffee grounds is wrapped into a larger bundle with... tea leaves and wine sediment, which is known as tassiography or tassiomancy, which comes from the root tass, which is French, apparently.
We definitely knew that.
Cup.
Yes.
Yeah, so as far as I know, this has been practiced since people were drinking all of these things out of cups.
Yeah, as far as we can tell, there's no real, like, year that... There's really been any introduction to it. Just, yeah, as long as there have been cups and a word for cups
and
beverages with some sort of sediments.
Right. And you've probably heard of tea leaf reading, probably not so much the coffee grounds or wine sediment, but I know just through normal consumption of pop culture, I've run into tea leaf reading. In some form or another, kind of like tarot. It's very widely known of, maybe not about, but known of,
if
that makes sense.
Yeah, if you're listening to this podcast, you've probably are at least familiar with the concept of what it might be.
Right. Well, yeah, since our whole thing is divination, you would guess that it's divination via something cup related.
No, I just mean like... Like, you would already be more familiar with that than, say, like, Stalissa Mancy.
Well, we're still unfamiliar with Stalissa Mancy.
I think everyone is still unfamiliar with Stalissa Mancy, and we did nothing to help with that.
Not even remotely.
Shit. Yeah. All right. So, the history of this is not a lot, because it just is.
It just exists.
It just exists. So, according to the Wikipedia, because of course, the first inklings of Western tassiography, which is how we, I am assuming, have interpreted it and done it today, is the Western version.
Well, we're Westerners, so yeah.
We are. It says it can be traced to medieval European fortune tellers who developed their readings from splatters of wax, lead, and other molten substances. And this evolved into tea leaf reading in the 17th century, a short time after Dutch merchants introduced tea to Europe via trade routes to China.
See? Called it.
So it was molten liquid. And then they were like, maybe we don't fuck around with that so much and we just do the tea because that won't kill us if we do it wrong.
Por qué no los dos?
You know what? I bet that was practiced by both.
Both were practiced? Both,
yeah, okay. Sure. Molten tea.
Molten tea.
That's right.
That's the next thing. That's right. Spoilers. That's the next thing. Molten tea. called it. Yeah. The Europeans brought in tea.
Yeah.
And then, yeah. Tassiography.
And then they read it. Right. They read it. As long as there has been tea, there has been tassiography. Tea in cups. It's been around.
Boom.
Yeah. It also looks like the coffee divination, the coffee ground reading, comes from the Middle East. So using the leftover coffee grounds from Turkish coffee, Lebanese coffee, and Greek coffee. So in a similar fashion to tassiography, to the tea leaves, was coffee grounds. So that's where that came from. It's from the Middle East. So that seems legit. So cool. There's not a whole lot more about it. As far as, like, the history of it, like, where did the symbols come from? Who created those?
Well, I mean, that goes back to anything. Like, people saw shapes in the stars, which is a stretch, as anyone who has looked up into the night sky and tried to see anything in that cacophony of light. You find patterns that you know, I guess, or what's familiar to you, which is what we did. Yeah. Almost exactly what we did.
Yep. So there are different types of cups, it looks like, which is interesting. So, like, a plain-ass cup with nothing. There's cups with the zodiac symbols. There's cups with playing cards on them. And then there's cups with different symbols. So they actually have, like, mass-marketed a way to make it a lot easier to determine what your reading is about, just by where the leaves fall on those symbols, but we didn't do that.
We just used a plain Corel teacup and saucer.
Yeah, which Ted had to bring to my house because I don't have any teacups. I have coffee mugs, which maybe would have been okay, but they're not teacup shaped.
Left to my own devices, I wouldn't have that, but my wife does. Or did before we met, so that was convenient.
Good job.
Yep, good job, wifey.
Yes.
So we can get into the actual reading after we hear more about Anchor.fm.
All right, so now that you guys know how awesome Anchor is and where the fuck tassiography came from,
let's do it.
Let's do the reading.
Yeah. So,
yes.
In true mediocre mystics fashion, we definitely fucked up the first go.
Absolutely.
Yep, completely. We
followed no directions and decided to just be left to our own devices and the very limited information that Ted had in his brain.
Which was a mistake.
It was absolutely a mistake because we did it and we got nothing.
Right.
But as it turns out, it's because we didn't really do it.
Yeah, we were real, real bad at that.
Yeah.
So we took a step back. We found a guide online after about, 10 seconds of internet, of a search, 10-second search, found a guide.
Yep, and
we actually followed it, which is unlike us.
That's true. It's very strange to follow directions and like
have attention. A plan. Yeah.
So we got our instructions from a website called tanswers.com/how-read-t-leaves.
It's a little on the nose, but I'll take it.
A little bit.
Yes. So we followed that to the letter. To the T. With one caveat. So the instructions were assuming that you were doing the reading for yourself. So it did instruct you, or us in this case, to drink the tea. However, we weren't doing the reading for us.
We're just vessels for these readings.
Right. We are the hands of the podcast, which is who the reading was for. So that is why we poured the tea out for our homie, the podcast, and not at all because we both hate tea.
Let alone having to ingest loose leaf bits of tea in our mouths.
Yes, so let's actually roll this back a little bit. Megan messaged me before I even came up to do the recording. She's like, I'm at the store. What kind of tea should I get? I did this once before with a book from the 60s or 70s with my wife, and we followed that. My wife had loose leaf tea, so I was like, loose leaf tea.
So I was like, okay, cool, I can do that. Loose leaf tea, I've got this. Went to the aisle where the tea is at. There's not loose leaf tea to be found any damn where. It is a Midwestern giant mega grocery store. There is no loose leaf tea because we don't drink tea here, people. Like, I think they have it for like the few people that do, like the vocal minority. I mean, look,
as someone who has worked at that grocery store, it does sell, but like coffee is the main thing. Also, no one drinks loose leaf tea. That's the real minority.
So I have a friend who drinks tea every day. Like, he doesn't do coffee, he drinks tea. So I messaged him and was like, hey, is the tea in the bags the same thing as a loose leaf tea? And he was like, why would you do that? He was very confused as to why. He was like, just keep it in the bag, that's how tea works. And I was like, no, I know, but like, that's just for something special. Cut that whole thing, hold on.
Nope, keep that. Shit. That's so good.
My stories are so interesting. I love them.
This was a detail that I was not privy to previously.
Well, because I was like, okay, I don't think, like, you told me loose leaf and I couldn't find it. And then I was like, okay, let me find somebody that knows something a little bit more about tea than you or I, which is not hard to do.
Literally anyone.
Literally anybody that I know that actually drinks tea on the reg that would be available and probably answer me quickly while I was still at the store. And, you know, the answer was, don't buy loose leaf. That's dumb. And I was like, okay.
I mean, they're not wrong.
They're not wrong.
We needed specific.
Yeah, so.
So our solution was to take said tea bag, cut that open, and dump it into hot water and let it steep to make the tea.
Yeah.
So back to where we left off.
Now that I'm thinking about it, so we sat there for 7 minutes while this tea steeped, and now I'm thinking about it, and I think that's more for flavor than anything else.
I don't pretend to understand the magic. I just followed the guide.
Anyway, so since we were on a following instructions kick, the thing said steep for 7 minutes, and so we didn't want to fuck it up again.
Right.
So that's what we did. We set a timer, and we steeped that bitch for 7 minutes.
Except for the direction to drink it, which we both agreed to just ignore entirely. So yeah, we have this cup of tea. Megan hands it to me with an expectant look on her face.
I volunteered to drink the tea.
No word was spoken about this, just handing the teacup with like that look, like, you're gonna drink this, and me going, wait. Not saying anything again, just that look of like, what? why do I have
this? This is what happens when you've been friends for a long time, is you can just have a conversation.
Yeah.
with your eyes and your expectations.
Yes. So then It's like, aren't you going to drink it? No. Yeah. So then it came out that neither one of us enjoys tea. And, of course, it's the podcast that needs the rating, not us.
That's right. And so we got to cop out.
Yep. So we poured one out for our homie, the podcast.
We did.
And then we followed the rest of the instructions to a T.
Yeah, so like you're supposed to hold the cup by the handle in your left hand and silently ask your question or ask for guidance about your future. And so we'll get into this a little bit more. I feel like it's still skewed towards what's going on for me personally. Our results.
This is the mystic speaking. There could have been some psychic interference with the reading.
There could have been. And you know what? I think that there definitely was. But we did it anyway, because that's, you know, I don't, yeah.
We did see some interesting symbols. So there are a lot of rule.
I want to go over the ritual of it. Yes. So you're going to take the cup by the handle in your left hand and silently ask your question. So I did that because I just happened to have, I did the pouring of the water out. So I figured it should probably be the same person and energy to like handle the tea, which is maybe a thing. I don't know. So I silently asked which divination method should we do next? And also I added a little something, which I didn't get my wish. Fuck you, universe. I also asked for the universe to guide us to rooster divination, because that is the one that Ted and I are the most excited about doing. And I was really hoping to get that out of this. And so I asked the universe to provide those answers for us. And unfortunately, it did not, but that's okay. So you take the cup by the handle, you, in your left hand, you ask it your question, you swirl it three times, specifically three, and specifically in a counterclockwise direction. Then you want to tip your cup over on top of a saucer to let the liquid drain out, and you leave it there for like a minute. And then you flip your cup back up the right way, and then you read the symbols.
Yes, symbols. So we've kind of run into this before of trying to find symbols where there may or may not be. So finding structure in chaos. So we've done that with we didn't do that with astrology. We kind of did that with astrology. Did we do the zodiac at all on that? I don't remember. That was six, seven episodes. Chart. That's true. We did.
But we did talk a little bit about each of our signs.
Maybe we were supposed to do zodiac with this.
Why?
Because we got a bunch of different aminals.
Okay.
Okay, we just had an epiphany, and our results are actually going to be slightly different than what we originally anticipated, but much easier to pull off.
Much easier. We don't have to be 90.
Right.
Excellent. Or spend anyway. Our 63 harder and sex.
So, I forgot where we were at. Okay. Yes, we're looking for symbols. We're adding whatever structure to chaos. Or imposing whatever structure, logical structure, we want on this chaos.
I love chaos.
That being said, we actually did get some very clear images, at least to us. It didn't take much imagination to see what was going on. Or I guess not what was going on, but the few images that we saw in the tea leaves, like, it was pretty clear. I think the most arcane one was the first one,
yeah,
that we wrote. So there are rules about how to read the cup, like direction. So you start at the handle, you work your way left in a clockwise motion, and then how far something is in relation to the handle is important. Where the symbol is in relation to the depth of the, so is it at the top of the cup, is it in the middle, the bottom, is it on the bottom, which is potentially different from being in like the bottom third of the cup. So there's a bunch of cup geography involved, but we did see some interesting symbols in there. The first one that we came to, starting at the handle, was, you actually saw this, was a horse.
Yeah, so when you're looking like at the handle, because that's where you start, it was really hard to get a good picture of like what the symbol actually was. Like we could tell it was something. At first I thought maybe it was like a map, like a world map, but that wasn't quite it. And then it kind of hit me where like you could kind of see where like a head would be, and then like imagine a horse standing on all fours, and then it has like its one of its front legs like lifted.
There's a name for that, and I don't remember what it is.
Horse girls, DM us on Instagram at Mediocre Mystics. Let us know. But yeah, one of the hoofs was up. We both just did like the arm thing so that you could see that, but you can't see it because it's a podcast.
Right. I'm assuming you'll post the video that you took of the cup up
Yeah.
somewhere.
So
Okay.
somewhere on our Instagram will be a video of all the symbols so you can see what we were looking at.
Right. Also, the horse image kind of looked like one of those hidden picture
Yeah, like if you
images,
crossed your eyes enough
which
and
also have a name that is escaping me.
hidden
So
object, hidden eye.
it has an action, it has like a one word name. So learned stoners, please reach out, DM us
At
with
Mediocre
that. Yep.
Mystics. All right, horse girls, stoners, we need your help.
Specifically learned stoners.
Learned stoners, we need your help.
Thank you.
High schoolers need not apply.
I don't know. We were kind of smart in high school. Well, we were dumb, but we were kind of smart.
We probably would have known what that was called in
Yeah,
high
we were
school.
nerds. Nerdy stoners, please DM us with that name if you could, because it's gonna bug me and I'm not gonna Google it, so.
Nope. Yeah, so that was like our first one. Oh, here's something. Well, yeah, okay. So we saw the horse and then we went clockwise, right?
Yep.
So there was a bunch of stuff like in the cup, but not all of the things made symbols.
Right. So the guides that we saw were telling us to look for all sorts of different things, like effectively like actual pictograms, so things that are recognizable, like the horse or other animals or anchors and stuff. But also told us to look for more like esoteric things, like just general shapes, lines, stuff like that, which it's tea leaves, so like if you try hard enough, you could find all that stuff. So we were really kind of banking on like the most clear things, and that's what we started with, even though the first thing that we saw was the hardest one of the symbols that we found. But
Yeah, which like we could see really clearly that there were more defined symbols later on, so we just went with it. So I think the next one was ended up being a lizard.
yeah.
So like if you were looking at a li like a lizard symbol from like the top down, you can kind of see it like snaking a little bit, and it had like the four little legs and like a tiny little tail.
It a stub.
Yeah.
It was a stub for a tail.
Like maybe the tail got cut off and it hasn't had a chance to regenerate yet.
Right.
Oh, interesting,
Maybe there's
considering
something
the
there.
symbolism.
So there was that. We moved on. There were three kind of right on top of each other that were fairly clear. They were very clear. The top one probably being the least, but it was still pretty. So it was very small, but there was a little bird. Looked like it was perched on something, or it didn't have like the legs on there, but it was like the head, body, and like tail of some small bird. And then we had a very distinct bat.
The animal, not the
Not like a baseball
baseball
bat,
implement. Yeah.
right? There was the bat, and then what we both recognized as a duck. We
Yeah.
were at first we were like, well, we said duck first, then we were like, is that a chicken? Because we want to do the rooster thing.
Like real hard.
But then we were like, no, it even has like the flippery feet
Yeah,
on
like
it, so it's definitely a duck.
we may be mediocre mystics, but we are 100% fantastic scientists, and we cannot manipulate our data.
We are nothing without integrity,
That's
and that
right.
was definitely a duck.
The ethics board of mysticism can't come after us now.
Right, precisely.
Is there like an IRB, but for bullshit?
I don't know what the IRB is.
It's like I don't know what it stands for, but it's like the like internal review board or something for like all research, like peer-reviewed research.
Compliance nerds, please reach out to us to let us know what the hell IRB stands for.
If you have experience with the IRB, DM us on Instagram at Mediocre Mystics. All right, who do we got so far? We've got Horse Girls, Nerdy Stoners.
Yep. And compliance folks. And then if you're the hat trick there, like, we don't have merch or anything, so kudos, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, if you're all three of those things, we'll send you...
We'll do a reading for you.
Yes, we will.
Of something of your choice of some
any of the divinations that we've done so far.
That's we're gonna get dick pics.
No, because we asked for a horse girls. I mean, who are we to dictate your gender identity? Okay, so
dictate. Anyway. Moving on very quickly from that. The fuck were we talking about? Oh, yeah. So we got the girl duck.
Yeah, so the duck was super clear. We really wanted it to be a chicken or a rooster.
We did. But then looking at the bottom of the cup, there we did find a duck in flight, which was definitely, like, the iconic image of a duck in flight.
Yeah. Yeah, like, if you, like, looked into the distance in a sunset and you saw the outline of a bird, like, that was that.
Yeah.
There was no question.
No. So that was definitely a duck. There's also a couple other things in the bottom of the cup.
Yeah, so there was another bird that we saw. And then there was also a dog is, I think, what we came up with. Or what we decided on, but it could have been like a wolfy looking dog, but it wasn't quite wolfy enough to be a wolf. So we went with dog, like the head of a dog, like on top of the back of a deer. So like if a dog was riding on top of a deer with like some birds flying around it, that was what was at the bottom of the teacup.
It was pretty trippy.
Yeah. It was like that. There's a menagerie of things going on that bottom. That's what she said.
Sounds like a good night. Anyway.
Yes, it does.
From all of that, we were originally going with the bird connection. We were going to be 90-year-old men going to the park and feeding birds and divining stuff from the seed or feed that they didn't consume. But literally during recording, it hit us both that... Really? I think we need to be looking at the zodiac. The Eastern zodiac.
Yeah, I was
going
to say specifically like the Chinese zodiac.
Right, because we got a bunch of animals.
The horse, the lizard, the dog.
The horse, the dog.
There's a lizard on there?
There's a... the dragon is a lizard. And I think there's a snake.
So yeah, I think that, yeah, definitely that. Because here's the thing is with tea leaves, all of the symbols are supposed to work together to tell a story. Right, some sort of a story, and every one of our symbols was an animal.
Right, so justifying it right now, focusing too much on the birds is neglecting the rest of the story.
Right.
If you put everything together, it's a menagerie of animals, which is the Eastern Zodiac. So yeah. We will be looking at the Eastern Zodiac next time, yeah. And somehow translating that into the subsequent divination method.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. I'm really proud of us for coming up with that connection.
Especially during recording instead of beforehand.
That's right. Because we decided we were going to go with something called electromancy. Not electromancy, but electromancy, which is bird divination. So divining like the calls of birds or like the way that birds peck at seeds and eat them. That's the one. And yeah, we were going to be 90-year-old men. Except... we didn't really know where to do that, so we were actually going to get a small fry at McDonald's and go sit in the grocery store parking lot and wait for the seagulls to flock at us, which I think still could be fun.
We might do that for fun, not for the podcast. That's right. Unless it comes up again.
You know what? Maybe it will.
Maybe it will.
Universe. Challenging you.
Okay.
So yeah, so next week we'll be back with the...
Eastern Zodiac?
Yep, that's the one.
I believe it is specifically Chinese, and I probably should just say that.
So I think that's where, like, my brain was, like, is confused. That correct or...
I don't know.
Antiquated.
I don't know.
We'll find out next week, and you guys will find out with us. So the Eastern / Chinese zodiac, you know what we're talking about. We're going to dive into that.
Just cutting this part entirely. That's right. So yes, we will be exploring the zodiac next time. As always, thank you so much for joining us, and we look forward to seeing you in the stars.